KR4FNC, monitoring.
I make it from here, KG4BTA, sitting down at the laundromat.
Good afternoon, KG4BFT, or BTA. Laundromat must be really good today.
Be high power. I'm at the laundromat down here in Piedmont, waiting for the clothes to dry. How's you doing today?
I'm just getting off the lunch break and heading back to work. And since I was close to the towers, I thought I'd give him a call.
In the truck here for a little bit. I haven't heard anybody out there yet. You're the first one. Yep, I'm probably pretty far away from it. I guess that this repeater must be about at least 25 miles away from me here. It seems like when I'm up on the hill at the campground, I can get into it a lot better than down here.
Makes a lot of sense. The repeater on here is at the Caesar's Head, which is at the north end of Greenville County, and Piedmont's a little bit further south, about, 25 miles or so.
I programmed in some other repeater that's only like eight point something miles away from the campground, but I don't hear anybody. I can hit that repeater really good even with the HT, but I don't ever hear anybody talking on it, so it must be one of those that people only use for emergency or something.
The issue I keep having is I keep listening to a bunch of the repeaters and I don't hear anybody. So check around, but this one at 146.61, is kind of active, and the 145.37 is a little more active.
37? Yeah, I'll have to see where that is in relation to where I'm at. We're only going to be here till Saturday now. So I whenever they don't have me doing something else, I've got to dig around in there and play radio. I kind of wish I would have brought some of my POTA equipment and went to a park, but everybody's got something planned for me to do every day, so I don't get to play much radio while I'm on vacation.
Copy that. The .37 transmitter repeater is on Paris Mountain, which is about, 5-7 miles south of Caesar's Head. But, if you're up there in the park, anywhere near Table Rock or anything like that, the Caesar's Head repeater should hit you really good.
Might be better, too, if I get away from this laundromat. I'm right up against the building with some fluorescent bulbs cooking away right next to my antenna. So if I get away from this building, it probably might work a little bit better anyhow.
You're making the trip over to the Caesar's Head repeater, and then I'm just south of Traveler's Rest right now.
Traveler's Rest, when we went up the highway there, that's a good little piece from where, definitely from where I'm at right now. But, it's a little scratchy, but I can still make out everything you're saying.
I'm doing better off the mobile truck antenna than I did off the handheld antenna. I wonder why.
For BTA. Yep, I have a couple of those, what the guys call is NT something X. He makes these little ladder line VHF and UHF antennas. You can just tie a string to it and throw it up over a tree and string it way up in the air. But of course, with all the junk that I was bringing on this camping trip, I forgot to bring any of those. I'd sure like to have one. It could be fun just to see how well they perform.
Surprising little antennas can reach out there and get quite a ways. I'm still kind of surprised sometimes when I'm responding to the net traffic. The little handheld antenna makes it up to the repeaters and they've heard me check in.
With that, was it 446.3 something, 390 or something? I can't remember now. But I put that one into my little Baofeng HT yesterday evening, and it's full quieting. That one's probably only maybe 8 or 10 miles, maybe 8 miles from me or something like that. so I can even hit it with a repeater using the rubber ducky on my my little HT.
Now this this repeater's, you know, pretty good for most of the area, but because it's up on Caesar's Head, and it's supposed to have a range down to I-85 and cover most of that area through Greenville, Pickens, and Spartanburg. But sometimes you get out there towards the edge of it and you just don't pick it up, or it doesn't pick you up.
Figure out why my screen, I got this old Yaesu 2900 in the truck here, and when I hit the little quick acting power button, it shows low 1, 2, 3, but when on the screen it doesn't say that it's on high power. Maybe it doesn't do that when you're in VFO mode, only on safe channels.
Not familiar enough with the Yaesu models to know. I've got a little bitty TID radio H8. It's got a 10-watt power.
You have to have a degree in every one of these different radios. I got one of those Yaesu 150s down there in Florida that I'm going to put in this truck if I can get around to it. I was waiting for the heat to die down some, because climbing up and around there and fishing wires and stuff, I didn't want to do that during the summer, but as soon as I get home, it should be cool enough I can get in here and get the old radio out and get that newer one in here. I like them because they got a really nice front-firing speaker on them. For us old deaf guys, it makes it a lot easier to hear it.
At some point here in the future, I'm going to have to look at a HF radio, and the Yaesus appear to be a good model. A lot of people talk good about them. I just got to figure out, okay, which model and how much do I want to spend?
Any loyalty whatsoever. I got ICOM 7300 HF rig at home, and then I got my old rig from back in the 90s, which is a ICOM 746 Pro. It does VHF and HF. I had gotten out of radio for years, and then when I got back in, right before I retired, I bought myself, the modern radios, somewhat modern, the 7300, and then I got the 9700 for VHF and UHF, and some halfway decent antennas up. Nothing too fantastic, but got folded dipole for HF. Does most of the bands. It won't do the low band, the 160 or anything. But then I got the Diamond 6000 for VHF and UHF.
You need to spend more time on the radio.
Last December, and after I got all that stuff up, when I'm at home, I spend a fair amount of time on the radio at home. But since I've been up here and I didn't bring, and I got a bunch of HF portable antennas, and I got portable radios. I got the Zhigu G90 and Yaesu FT891 for doing POTA and all that, which... It got hot right about the time I got all that stuff, so I didn't want to go sit out in the park. But I got a magnet mount, so if I want to go to a park when it's hot, I'm just going to start throwing a ham stick or something on top of the roof of the truck or the car and plug it in. And if I get too hot, I'll start the car up for a little bit and cool off and make some contacts if I want to go to the park. So that's kind of what I'm planning on doing.
It's like a good plan, a really good plan. Yeah, the little mobile mount that I've got is a magnetic mount on the truck, and that thing is reaching out and touching a whole lot better than what I was getting off of the little flexible mounts.
And I got on here right now, I mean, it's a nice long antenna. It's probably a half wave on VHF, but it's, 2 meter only VHF antenna. And like I said, it's only 2 feet away from the front of this building. So once I pull away from this building, it probably will work a little better. But it's mounted on like one of those fender mounts, diamond fender mounts up on the front of the truck here. So eventually I want to see if I can improve on the mobile antenna on the truck.
Well, that sounds pretty good overall. Hey, I'm going to cut off and break off and go in. About time I got back to work. This is KR4FNC, and I'll be clear on your final.
KR4FNC, This is Mike, KG4BTA. Hope to catch you out here real soon, hopefully before Saturday when we leave. You have a great afternoon, and thanks for the QSO, KG4BTA.
Got the 73s, but that's good. KR4FNC, I'll be clear.